So how do we use our position and possessions in dealing with God and others? This is a question that affects our condition and situation in the future. In our first reading, the letter to the Philippians, St. Paul reminded the followers of Jesus that earth is not our destiny. Our homeland is in heaven. We must focus on the things of not of this world, but on God that lead us to all truth and love. Yes, we live and work out our salvation here on earth, but we do not belong here. According to St. Paul, our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. While in our Gospel, Jesus is teaching us how to use cleverly things we have here on earth, as indicated in the parable wherein the master commended the dishonest manager because he had acted shrewdly. But what he meant by this? The dishonest steward is commended not for mishandling his master's wealth, but for his shrewd provision in averting personal disaster and in securing his future livelihood. The original meaning of shrewdness is foresight. A shrewd person grasps a critical situation with resolution, foresight, and determination to avoid serious loss or disaster. So Jesus is concerned here with something more critical than a financial or economic crisis. His concern is that we avert a spiritual crisis and personal moral disaster through the exercise of faith and foresight. If Christians would only expend as much foresight and energy to spiritual matters which have eternal consequences as they do to earthly matters which have temporal consequences, then they would be truly better off, both in this life and the age to come. My brothers and sisters, God loves a cheerful giver. Persons who are generous share his or her gifts with others. He expects us to use wisely, honestly, and responsibly things that we have and put them at the service of God and others. Possessions are true wealth, not when we keep it to ourselves, but when we use it properly, share and give it away. According to St. Ambrose, the bosoms of the poor, the houses of widows, the mouths of children are the barns which last forever. My brothers and sisters, one way to be rich in heaven is by doing good on earth. There's an invitation from our Diocese of Calgary to participate in I Am Blessed campaign this month of November, wherein we are encouraged to be that light for others during these difficult times. Give, donate to help others, do good deeds for others, and pray. Remember others in your prayers. In this time of pandemic, even if we are also struggling, what are your plans to help and be at the service of God and our neighbors?